Hello and welcome to another episode of All New Anti-Fanboy, episode number 64. In this episode, we talk about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the pitfalls of loving anything from your childhood. We discuss Charlie Cox making superheroes look awkward. Capcom gives us a lesson in Inception with a remake of a remake in a world of remakes. And EA Access, good, bad, or is it just the guy with the gun? I'm your co-host, Devin Kopeck.
I'm special guest, Jonathan Suarez.
And I am Medal of Honor recipient, Steve O'Teary.
Congratulations, Steve.
How are you doing, Mr. O'Teary?
I'm doing quite well.
I heard you had a nasty paper cut from the war. And that's why you got the
very prestiged
Medal of Honor.
He was just, he was filling out the, the MIA letters to the families.
So I got
a Purple Heart for that.
Okay.
Medal of Honor for actually mailing them.
Very good.
I didn't go to their door.
Oh, you mailed them.
I mailed them.
Wait, email or snail mail?
Snail mail? Tweeted them.
Well, after I cut myself, I tweeted it out.
You tweeted that you cut yourself?
No, I tweeted the
live reporting.
The death messages out.
You didn't even email or snail mail it. You tweeted it to people that may not have Twitter accounts.
Well, I didn't know if they had names, so I just put hashtag dead.
It's not bad.
I feel like this is really, honestly, one of our more offensive openers.
How's that offensive?
Are you fucking kidding me?
How's that offensive? We didn't say anything.
What is he, Joan Rivers? They don't give a Medal of Honor out. Joan Rivers flat out said,
"Why should I care about dead people?"
You know, somebody is sitting in their living room. They only have their legs are blown off, and they only have one thing they like to do, and that's listen to podcasts. They got some asshole talking about tweet, and they got a letter in a tweet, and it's hashtag dead, and they're like, and "You just brought it all back."
Hey, yeah. I sent a tweet out for them too. Hashtag no limbs.
Hashtag no legs. You know what the worst part was? Is that EA bit, I didn't end, like, the joke.
What was the end of that joke?
No, it says, is it the guy with the... And then I just never finished it because I was trying to work on something good.
What was it supposed to be?
I don't know.
See, and
I just went with the old Army of Darkness.
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, does it really make sense with the context, though?
No, but that was the thing. Like, as I got to the end, I was like, ooh, I didn't do this. Anyway.
So we got a pretty decent lineup for you tonight.
Yeah.
So many things happened. It was annoying. It was really annoying this week.
Good thing Ninja Turtles wasn't a good movie. Or was it?
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, plugs.
Plug time.
Plugs.
First off, shout-outs to IC3 for sampling my voice in the last podcast that we had where I said they were the best podcast on the internet and turning into a rap song.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I dug it. I want to make that my ringtone, actually.
Yeah? No, you don't.
No, I would.
Yeah, could you set up...
Steve,
what I want to do is set up a rap battle between you and Jeff. Jeff was doing...
Listen, I like Jeff, but I...
I don't think he would stand a chance.
Here's my hierarchy.
Put that off the table. All right, so the thuds on the table aren't people attacking us throughout the show. It's just various fans jumping into the table.
All right, here's my hierarchy. Rain, Steve, Jeff in rap battles.
Okay, so Rain number one.
Yeah, Rain, and then way down is Steve.
Hey, but at least I'll perform. I'll do the shows.
Yeah.
All right, that's fair.
So is Steve still your number two? Steve's my number one, obviously.
Steve's my number two. He hasn't shown up lately.
I'm here all the time.
I'm ready to rap battle whenever.
I like Jeff, but I think Steve would take it.
I think Steve would put money on Steve. I think Steve would give it to him in the butt.
I can't wait to let you all down.
No, you can't.
Dude, don't.
No, that's why we're gonna bring Rain as insurance, just in case.
Yeah. We'll bring the Brock Lesnar mercenary that is Rain.
That'll tag in.
Oh my god. Sorry.
Yeah, I respect Jeff, but
Well, you know what?
Very white boy rap skills.
Damn. Wow. You're just going out there like that. Throwing it out there.
Like, no. Wow. He has, like, you know, you listen to your uncle rap and you're like, huh.
Wow. But, called him an uncle rapper.
Uncle rapper.
Steve, you need to go on that show.
They have to say something great about us, and I'll sample it. The beat won't be as good, but the rhymes will be so fresh. It'll be like fucking Produce Junction.
So basically, we need his beat making skills and then your rhyming skills, and then we'll have like a legit.
That'll just be a giant, monster beast.
All right, Ian.
Yeah.
Ian, the ball's in your court. The ball's in your court, Ian.
Wouldn't be the first time balls were in Ian's court.
Oh, and the court's his mouth.
Damn.
The court's his mouth.
Damn.
I'm Ian.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. I disassociated myself with that conversation.
I like that kind of stuff.
Speaking of balls in your mouth, go to cutprintfilm.com for all of your snooty ball-in-your-mouth movie talk.
Except when it comes to Guardians, because they love that.
Oh,
movie.
You know what?
Oh, my God. This was them. Guardians of the Galaxy was so good. I loved it.
I loved it even more.
I loved it so much that I snorted my popcorn.
Jeff, what
I
did you think of it? Shut up, Jeff. Okay. Oh, my God. It's so good.
Hi, I'm Dave, and I love James Gunn.
Dude, LMFAO. I'm Chris. Shut your mouth, Jeff. It's so good.
It is so good. Okay. Jeff, hey. Relax, Jeff.
Wow.
Jeff, relax.
I got iron shirts.
OMG. We should call him Iron Man.
Speaking of bad movies, go to antifanboy.com.
Wait, we're a bad movie?
Yeah. What the fuck?
Flaccid Pussy Ram was pretty fucking bad.
You know what? I'm sure. You know what? I'm gonna send that to Cut Print Film.
I don't think it's.
And I'm gonna make them do a review of it.
Yeah. Oh my God.
French New Wave.
Oh, incredibly French New Wave.
You can also go to Rhymes of Geek.
Rhymeswithgeek.com.
I put Rhymes with Groot, and I deleted it because people were being mad about it.
What were they saying?
Nothing.
What were they saying, John?
Well, some people liked it, and then...
Who would not like that?
No, and then Josh was like, you guys need your own chat room. So I was like, oh, all right. And then, like, all these other people that didn't like the status liked that. So I was like, fine, turds. So I deleted it.
Did you actually say fine turds?
Yeah, I did. And then I deleted it, so it just deleted the thread. So I was like, whatever. You guys can talk about your stuff there. I'm not gonna...
Wow.
I'll put it on RWG Games where I'm appreciated. Just saying.
Sorry.
yeah, that's what happened this week.
Wow.
I deleted something I posted on Rhymes with Geek.
I've been posting my things that happened the week of articles on Rhymes with Geek. Something I should have done weeks ago.
Oh, shout out to Nick Prom for hitting the refresh button on his page on Rhymes with Geek 80 million times a day. So he gets
good,
the top.
Good job.
Good work. Good work, Nick Prom.
NickProm.com.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie. You would totally do that.
You wouldn't do that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Like, I like Prom, but yeah.
It's a mad
I got a few
means.
Hours to kill.
Mom, click on this link a couple times.
Mom, we just sent
Yeah, you want a lemonade? Mom, just click the link. Mom.
Yeah, I'm clicking the link. You want a lemonade?
No, Mom. I drink
Shasta?
Beer.
Shasta?
I drink beer, Mom. I drink beer.
I can pour some Shasta in that
I
beer.
Drink beer. Shout outs to Real Books Don't Have Batman. Frank gave me a lot of trash this week. We'll get to that later about that.
Frank,
not Frank, Deshaun.
Deshaun.
Yeah, poor Frank. Shout outs to Michelle at AntiFangirl.
She's tearing them up over there on
AntiFanboy.com. Shout outs to Big Z. Z Snaps, aka Shred.
He's tearing them up over there on AntiFanboy.com.
Yeah, no,
those AntiFanboys, they're great.
Shout outs to Steve O'Teary. Shout outs to Devin Kopeck.
Yeah, doing great.
Shout outs to John Suarez.
You know what, John, get your own chat room.
Get your own chat room.
Delete.
What's wrong with Rhymes with Groot? I thought it was pretty cute.
I thought it was clever.
Some people liked it. Some people didn't like it and just liked that whole thing about...
It was like, did you fart in somebody's birthday
That's what it sounded... That's what it seemed like.
Well, we were all having a good time.
Yeah.
What's that from? We're all having a good time.
Just saying.
You came over here farted on his birthday cake.
I farted on a
Mike
birthday
Stan.
Cake.
Sorry. All right.
Sorry for farting in your birthday cake. I almost said baseball cake. Sorry for farting in your baseball cake. Rhymes with
No. Sorry for farting in your baseball helmet with a scoop of ice cream.
I could have said a lot worse things. Could have replaced geek with a lot worse things.
Like what?
I'm not going to save them.
Groot.
Why not?
Because they're very offensive. I don't want to offend anyone.
And you learned from Thumper that if you've got nothing nice to say...
Was that Thumper, really?
Thumper Rabbit. You can quote him on
He's the biggest dick of all of the woodland creatures.
Hey! If you got nothing nice to say,
He doesn't sound anything like that. No, keep trying.
Yeah, keep going, Steve.
Listen, I just played Kingdom Hearts like 3 months ago, so I know exactly how.
We're gonna get to that. We were talking about that before you even showed up.
All right, so are we done with our plugs?
Yeah, it's time to attack. 60 minutes in.
That makes sense.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, MFK.
Ooh.
Is there anything worse than kill?
Kill it with fire.
No, drown it.
Drown it alive.
Drown its kids.
Serial kill. I'm going through each turtle.
Trinity kill.
Saw off one of their heads.
It's already over.
Wait, so it'd be kind of fat, where like a sock over your head.
You cut like the femoral artery and you leave somebody's wife.
Shut up. I can't even fucking think about that.
Stop pushing your boner down.
Yeah, Devin legit pushed his boner.
No, I like
back into
my femoral artery.
God.
That stuff I can't.
Yeah, shout outs to Trinity. All right, anyway.
Shout out to Jesse, Howard Ford, Robert Ford.
All right, Ninja Turtles. Kill. I would kill it.
I wish I
could kill a movie.
Like, all right, so a lot of people are saying...
not as bad as I thought.
Yeah, and those people are fucking morons.
They're idiots.
But this movie, we knew it was going to be bad. Just the fucking...
I expected it to be pretty bad.
But
yeah,
I was explaining
to people at work because, you know, I mention this all the time, but people go, oh, what movie are you seeing this week? Because, you know, I'm
that's
the movie
your
guy.
Thing, yeah.
And I'm like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They're like, oh, man, cowabunga, dude. That's actually a quote.
Somebody said that to you at work.
And I was like, yeah, probably going to be terrible. Like, I'm not... Because they kind of know I do it for the podcast.
Yeah, my my boss, like, really was really excited because his son is, like, super into Ninja Turtles now, which is mad cool.
That's the thing.
And that's really cool, but I was like, dude, like, I don't think it's going to be good. Like, it's not going to be
like, you won't enjoy it. Your kids
he looked you right in the face, John,
so
and
he
went,
you're
a bunga, Suarez.
He texted me on Friday, asked me how it was, and I was like, I was like, your son will enjoy it because he's, like, 5.
Right.
But I was like, you might be... I was really disappointed. He was like, was there pizza in it? I was like... I want to say there was...
Computer-generated pizza?
Yeah. There was a CGI pizza box from Pizza Hut. CGT.
That's so annoying.
Don't forget, you could video chat on your phones on Skype, too.
Yeah, very much
You could do that.
Very much.
Because April O'Neil did that on her whatever phone she had.
Where it said Skype really big in the corner.
All right, so we did know going in that this was going to be not good.
But it's still fucking managed to go even lower than the lowest of expectations.
Why are people... Like, why were people marketing this as, like, a live-action Ninja Turtles movie when they were blatantly CGI?
Would you say they were marketing it?
That's what... I guess because it had real people in it as opposed to the last Ninja Turtles movie, which was all CGI. Well,
yeah, but, I mean, I guess, like, I had the feeling.
Why people gotta disrespect Jim Henson, man?
Jim Henson actually wasn't a fan of the original Turtles because of all the violence.
Well, I mean,
he made the Turtles.
He was salty about it after he...
It wasn't that violent.
I know, but Jim Henson's a fucking hippie. And I'm glad he's dead.
Wow. Talking about offensive things being said.
You know what? I think that GI with no legs, that's where he turns it off.
Because he's going to have
crawled
his Muppet
legs. He crawled over
to
his radio.
I'm sorry, Jim Henson died for his Muppet legs. We're sending the mail.
He's crying right now.
You guys are being overly offensive.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jim Henson.
Yeah,
I actually really like Jim Henson.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, it was bad. It was going to be bad. It fucking stunk.
I think 50% of that film
was trash. No. 85%
of that it's
film
all
was
trash.
Well,
50% is trash. The other percent is garbage.
Okay, do we want to get the good stuff out of the way first?
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
That's it.
And I'm going to say baby shout outs to Michelangelo. He had some decent lines.
He said, Wu-Tang. That was pretty cool. He made me laugh.
You know what else made me laugh? That joke about the GI I just told. In fact, I think they got more jokes than the entire film.
All right, okay. Let's break it down. This Turtles universe, April O'Neil had Turtles as pets and named them all as part of a project her dad was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Project Renaissance?
Yeah, Project Renaissance. And then she saved the Turtles as a child. Her HD...
Oh, don't forget, she used to feed them pizza.
Yeah, and her HD video camera from 1999 had Bluetooth capabilities. Yes. Bluetooth.
And they were Turtles. They were Super Turtles, like, before.
Whoa, yeah, but wait a minute.
Okay.
Splinter finds I want to say magazine, but it was like a little baby book.
He finds a pamphlet.
He finds a pamphlet called Ninjutsu.
Well, technically, he finds
a rat-sized pamphlet.
He finds a rat-sized hardcover pamphlet.
In the sewers.
In the sewers, called ninjutsu. And he trains himself to become a ninja master.
Yeah.
And then trains four turtles to become ninja masters as well.
Now, I know what you're saying. Isn't Ninja Turtles always weird? I mean, how... when you're watching a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, and you're still like, this is completely unbelievable, that's when you know you failed in your mission.
Yeah.
The film also had a problem, I feel, with... It was like, it felt so embarrassed by its source material.
That had to, like, go out of its way to change things up.
Right. Like, it was like, oh, we need to make this different. And, like, there's literally a minute into the film where it's like, they're called the Foot Clan because they step over the city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally
that
laughed.
That was the first, like, 20 seconds. And they
loud.
Already, like...
I laughed out loud. When
yeah.
I
no, we both that. Laughed. Yeah. Yeah.
If your holy HP's, shit. Like, 100, like, that took 60 points right off. I was like, whoa, critical hit. Already. This is shit.
Oh, my God.
But, like, it's the complete opposite of...
Super effective.
Complete yeah, opposite of effective. Guardians of the Galaxy, where it's like, Guardians of the Galaxy has a fucking talking rocket raccoon.
Yeah.
And you know what? They completely were like, you
they
know what?
Yeah, they were like, whatever, let's
here
just
it is.
Let's roll go. With it.
That's
like
an interesting
a
thing.
A direct quote from Cut Print Film's review of it was... It was effortless. Like, they felt like they didn't have to try hard in Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well,
right. They weren't ashamed of the source material.
I agree with that. Ninja Turtles, on the other hand, they felt like they had to try really hard to make it more believable than it was. They tried to make it into what Transformers became.
Right.
Whatever, Trashformers. Like, they had to make it into that type
yeah,
of
yeah, well, I mean, I guess originally, like, you know, if you're going to believe the rumors, the original draft were they were just going to be aliens. And then... It kind of seemed like they did go out of their way to, like, do super science to scientifically explain it. Mm. As just supposed to... And, I mean, like, if you want to even go, like, way back to the original movies, like, that movie franchise started falling apart when they tried to explain the origins of the turtles.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's this fucking ooze and whatever. It's just chemicals and fucking that's what happens in comics.
It'd be like if you tried to explain what happened to Matt Murdock.
Yeah, on a really hardcore scientific level.
What was in the chemicals? Fuck it, he just fell into chemicals.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously, it's kind of unfair to compare Guardians to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Why?
But I'm going to do it anyway. In the sense that...
Oh.
Like...
One was expected to be good from the start, and the other one was expected
yeah, no, but
to
I mean, okay, here's one of my bigger issues with Turtles. It was so formulaic that it became... It was boring. Like in the sense, it was boring, and then the characters, nobody's interesting
right.
in the movie. Because this is Turtles in a nutshell, in a half shell.
Stop.
Human characters, fight scenes, jokes, human characters, fight scenes, jokes, human, and like that's the movie,
that the
and
cycle,
the turtles
yeah.
show up, and because it's so ABC, there's no time for any development of any sort.
So they try to fill in with exposition,
yeah.
like what three times? They
oh
try
my
to
god!
Do that?
Yeah. I think 50% of that film is exposition.
Was them just yeah. explaining?
It's
things.
Like the beginning of the film starts off with someone explaining what's going to happen in the film, and then there's a scene where the bad guy. Because you can tell he's a bad guy because of his eyebrows. Pretty much.
And his Under Armour
tells you,
tight black
yes.
shirt is sponsored by Under Armour.
But God, there's so many scenes yeah. where it's like someone is telling you what happened yeah. as opposed to, you know.
And then Splinter explains to April. And then April has like 19 flashbacks.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. And like, so when you get to
Holla
the turtles.
Girl.
Yeah, when you get to the meat of it, what's supposed to be the meat of it, there's no time. So they're just like. Okay, Mikey says a joke. Leonardo says something that makes him a leader. Raphael sounds mean. Donatello says something nerdy. And like, okay, you can maybe get away with that in one scene.
Yeah,
but
it's every scene. It's every scene where all four turtles are.
And I mean, historically, there is development in those characters. Like, but they just go, they just throw the basest.
No, and they
like,
did
version of those characters
and
on
the,
screen
the,
in every
the Raph,
scene. They're
the
in.
Raph Leo. Like, the Raph Leo, I don't want to say rivalry, but
dichotomy?
Like, yeah, like, that was completely forced and unwarranted.
Yeah, like he goes,
who made you leader? And then that's it.
Yeah, and then when they have the scenes where, like, Raph's like, no, we're going to listen to Leo, it's like, well, what? There was no build-up to make that a payoff.
Right.
Remember in the original Ninja Turtles movie where Leonardo, or was it Raphael, got bodied, and Leonardo is sitting with him in the bathtub?
He stays with him,
stays with him the whole time. Like, that's where you get the sense of development for their... how they actually do carry for each other. Yeah. You don't get any of that in this one.
And at the end, like, the scene that, like, I think it literally held no weight and fell the most flat is when they're falling and, like, Raph has this big...
Oh, my God, like, that was terrible.
Like, this big speech where he's talking about how he cared about his buddy. He's like, I was never gonna...
I love you!
And I'm like, I didn't get any of that from, like, the prior scenes in the movie. Yeah. You're just, like...
They're just using like, the... You know what that they're is? Using the dialogue to try and fill in.
And you know what whatever. That is? That's like meeting a girl at a party for the first 2 seconds, and then she tells you some of the most unwarranted, most awkward moments of her person. She's like, you know, I was, like, raped by my father.
Yeah,
and you're
like,
hey, it's been 20 minutes.
Yeah, let's like, get to know each other first.
Okay, like, and, you're that weird girl that's just going to spout things to get attention. And that was kind of the scene, like, where Ralph's just saying shit, and you're like, I didn't, none of this, this came out of nowhere.
Yeah, there was nothing for...
There's a little bit of it, but nowhere near the point to where I go, oh, that paid off.
Right,
at the scene.
Like, Leo didn't even... He didn't feel like he was there.
I
can't remember a single Leonardo thing.
Maybe that's why they like recasted the voice.
He was Johnny Knoxville, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All the turtles who did the mocap did the voices except for Leonardo. For whatever reason, Johnny Knoxville just did the voice work of Leonardo, and the other guy did the mocap. Why?
Makes no sense.
Dumb. Yeah.
But to compare that to Guardians, you have characters like Rocket and Groot. Just completely computer animated. And, you know, that's even just going, like, I could go across the whole cast, but let's just so computer generated characters that aren't really there to these guys. Rocket and Groot have layers, and, like, you understand them in over the course of the film with these scenes, and you're like, oh, shit, I really care about these characters. And the Turtles are just like, joke, mean thing, leader thing, dorky thing, blah, repeat. And I'm just I was so over it. I was like, wow. It was just so poorly done. It was such a drop in quality, just in terms of characterization. Not even plot, action, just that one aspect. It was so bad.
The animated movie from, was a few years ago, was better.
07,
that was way better. I was watching scenes from that on YouTube the other day. I was like, you know what? Like, this is more, you know... along the lines of what it should be.
I'm not a fan.
Not liking it.
It wasn't a great movie. It wasn't
I think the worst thing I said about it, I was like, it's kind of harmless. Like, it's not really
good.
Harmless.
Yeah.
It's not terrible.
I understand it being... All right, there's another weird thing about the Turtles things where people are like, well, is it closer to the source material of the original Eastman and Lard books? And I want to be like, you know what? Some things don't need to be based off of the original source material.
Yeah.
Like, that's tricky, because some does, some don't. And, like, I'm all for, like,
I'm not saying, I'm not saying it was inaccurate, and that's my problem. I'm saying it was bad. It was just a bad movie.
It was terrible. But, like, that film, I feel, is, if you were a fan of the originals, you'll be a fan of it, because I feel, like it's darker.
I don't even think so, because
the first movie's characters. Pretty dark, too, but you know what? It's also kind of bright.
No, but in the original comics, like, their characters, like, they don't... They're really kind of indistinguishable from each other in the very beginning.
Because he's 19 feet tall. So he can't go to the movies.
He's a Hulk. He's a monster.
Yeah, no, you know, that was the other thing. Like, you couldn't put a fucking trench coat and a hat on Raph in Brock Lesnar Turtle.
Looked like a giant turtle.
Were you trying to go LaGuardia?
So what would you say to the people that go, well, it's not for you? It's for a 5-year-old.
Oh, is this Megan Fox?
No, this is just like, Megan Fox, like a critic, a person that would be like, well, you know, it's not for you, dude. Like,
You can make something for all ages.
Yeah. I'd say that. I'd be like, well, the Lego movie wasn't for me. I fucking love that. Like,
Any fucking Disney movie ever made.
Yeah. So it's like
it's not impossible to get somebody like adults to like something that's made for kids.
Right.
It's not impossible.
If that's your argument for this film, then
you're an idiot.
You can just reply that like, oh, you think children are dumb.
Yeah. You're an idiot.
You think children are dumb.
Watch up.
Yeah.
Not for you, John.
Yeah. It's not for you. It's a little kids movie.
Oh,
God.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, as I mean, I don't even want to say as enjoyable as Will Arnett. was.
It's not. It's
he's,
just
he's like the only light in the black pit that is this
he's
movie.
He's the 16 to 20% on Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, but like yeah. him and Megan, like there's way too much. Like the turtles are characters. There's so much more focus.
Yeah,
like don't make this an April O'Neil story, which it was. In yeah, it essentially. Was.
Yeah. They were her turtles, dude.
Okay.
She fed them pizza.
Yeah. It's a she had a it's Bluetooth a movie about
HD
the turtles.
Like, video camera.
Like it was the same mistake they made in Transformers. And I like
and Transformers and, was a better movie than yeah, this, the and, first
but
one.
But it's like weird because I can't cuz you can't argue with that formula because it's commercially accept a
yeah,
success.
But
critically it's a fucking
No, but
nightmare,
this is but. Like you said, you know, this directly comparing it to the Lego movie. The Lego movie could have been this movie.
Yeah, very easily.
But they actually made it good. So yeah, fuck like, you, Dave. Like, seriously. No, I'm serious, though. Like,
yeah, no, I mean...
Seriously, you fuck you, like, Dave. No, but I mean, seriously, like, Lego, that
this
Lego
is
movie...
This what it could have been.
This is what the Lego movie could have been.
Right.
But they actually tried hard on that, trying to make that a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Lego movie, God. I didn't really have... I was like, oh, they're making a Lego movie. And then the cast came out. I was like, this cast is pretty good. I hope
And then
it's...
the trailer was hilarious.
And the trailer... And then you're like, whoa, I got... And then, oh, it was great. Turtles movie, I don't know. It's just...
Yeah. Like, the first time people saw the Turtles, they were like, oh, my God.
And that's the thing. Like, talking to my boss about it, like, I don't want to tell him not to see it because his son loves the Ninja Turtles. He's got to see it.
Well... Tell your boss not to see it because
tell
it just tops
to
Guardians,
Guardians
of the Galaxy.
First.
Yeah, see Guardians of the Galaxy, please.
That's been the most offensive thing
to
me.
You can't
take
a kid to see that, right? You can't take a kid to see...
What? It's got a raccoon.
What's what's not good for a kid to see that?
I don't know. There's some adult...
If the kid looks at him and goes, Jackson Pollock, really, Dad? Then wow, good for him.
No, but I mean, the kid is not going to want to see that movie. He's going to want to see something. He's like a five-year-old
kid. That is true,
kid.
Yeah. He's
going to want to see a Ninja Turtles movie because he loves Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
You know what? Just wait for it on fucking
Blu-ray. Speaking of which, they said Donatello would beat every turtle because he has a bow staff.
Oh, you're
wrong.
Coworkers?
Yeah, like a majority of my coworkers said that.
No.
And I was like, you guys are flat out.
Oh, and also, wrong. They fucking... No, I'm gonna look this up. I'm gonna look this up actually before because I want the official. No, no, I gotta.
What is it? So while you're looking it up.
But yeah, like I was like Leonardo or Raphael probably, and their argument was
Leonardo has a sword.
The argument was the weapons, and I'm like, you don't go by the weapons. Like Leonardo is there's a reason he's the leader.
Yeah,
because he's probably he calls the shots. He knows how to fucking get in people's heads. He's Leonardo. He's the leader. He's going to win.
He's team leader.
He's the best turtle. He's not my favorite.
He has
the best.
The lethal weapon on the team.
Yeah, he has a weapon that could literally kill people
Look,
by accident.
The size can kill you, probably.
No, but you could kill somebody by accident with swords.
With swords, yes. Yeah.
You can't kill somebody by... You could probably... Dude, nunchucks are pretty hardcore.
Nunchucks will break limbs.
They're pretty hardcore, man. Bruce Lee fucking put that shit on
the map. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But unless if you're snapping a neck...
I'm pretty sure everybody died that got hit in the face in Enter the Dragon with the...
Imagine if Bruce Lee had swords in that movie.
Oh, God.
I know.
It would just be Kill Bill.
I know.
It would be the crazy 88 scene.
Just him chopping people
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at that. Look at whatever bow staff scene... Think of the bow staff scene from The Matrix, right? And then think of the crazy 88
okay,
scene.
Okay, here's something that fucking irked me to no end. And I'm sorry it took me so long.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
They said Leonardo has the katana sword. He doesn't have a fucking katana. It's called the Ninjato.
Is it
because
small sword?
It's a square point.
Oh, it's not a diagonal point?
And it's just like not a katana.
That's wrong, yeah.
Because that was one of those things like, oh, that was interesting when I found that out when I was fucking 12. And look, if you're making a fucking relaunch of the movie,
yeah, make get the
just
weapons
get the
right.
Weapon right.
Get the weapons right. Because the original had legit katanas.
Oh! It's right. A different sword.
Right, are we done with Ninja Turtles? I don't want to talk about this anymore.
You just say this. I have no faith in Megan Fox as an actress.
She's horrible. She's the worst actress ever, I think.
Yeah. I had heard, I was like, well, Steve and I were talking before we, you know, we saw this movie. I said, I need to see Megan Fox in like a shitty rom-com. Just a movie where she plays something that's not like a sex robot or whatever.
Right.
Your term you use, which is like she, in every movie, she's just the super hot girl that is kind of a bitch. But like, you know, it's just, there's no real...
You know, relax with that word, man.
I'm sorry. But no, there's no real character aside from that.
She yes.
And
no, but there was a scene where she's like bending over, like in the car. And
I
like,
know, yeah. I know.
No, but in this movie, she has a few of these scenes where she's supposed to be like a normal human, and she fails
spectacularly. Yeah. Yeah, oh like, my god,
on a spectacular level, she fails at that. And I was like, wow, you're terrible at acting.
She might be. You've been a acting sex since robot.
Transformers, the first one.
She's robot titties. That's the terminology. Robot titties.
Well, I mean, talk about somebody who didn't have to fucking try hard to be an actress. That's Megan. That's Megan Fox.
All I gotta do is suck a couple of Michael Bay cocks.
And, I mean, I'm not.
I said it, Michael Bay.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, I'm not gonna say. No, like she's just fucking hot. I've seen like the woman that was in the Tim Burton Planet of the Apes remake, who was a swimsuit model. Put more effort into that role than Megan Fox.
I thought you were talking about
Helena
Bonham Carter. I was like, she's actually legit.
No. No, like Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend in that movie.
Oh, God.
Like, she's been in like two movies ever, but she put more effort into those movies than Megan Fox has.
Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Yeah.
In X-Men. And I know she's no longer Stamos, but...
Rebecca Romijn.
Still,
man.
At that point, she was untested, and she still put out more personality...
Yeah, she's
than Megan Fox has in her entire film career.
So yeah, no, I not to say I was ever like a Megan Fox fan.
We used to call you a Foxaholic.
Well, that's my Fox Michael man. J. Fox.
Oh, I'm sorry, I confused the two all the time.
For even like in the 90s.
Yeah, I was like, hey, I can't wait to see this new Megan Fox movie. You hear she has Parkinson's? Her titties shake all over the place.
Oh jeez.
Okay.
GI's turning it off.
Speaking of unfortunate comic book things.
Can we talk about the elephant in the room right now?
Are you guys trying to talk about my weight?
No.
I know I gained a lot of weight, guys, but come on.
I'm talking about the blind elephant in the room that's really good at hearing things.
Oh, you're
actually,
talking about
I'm sorry.
My blind dog.
My Charlie Cox looks horrible as Daredevil.
Headlines horrible. Right there. Can't get around that one.
Horrible. Why is he wearing that gray suit?
Okay, I feel like...
Why is his forehead so big?
Yeah, he looks like he's
like,
balding.
When you cast someone, you're like, yes!
Okay, so let's get this out of the way. I really feel like we're in the minority here.
I
hadn't heard any sort of outcry except from us going, that's not what I was expecting. At the very least, I was like... Like, John showed me a close-up, and I said... Is that Foggy Nelson? Because I thought he was wearing a wig, and I thought he looked like a nerd.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the scar so much. I don't care about
the
scar.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, nice. I mean...
But Matt Murdock wouldn't wear those glasses.
There's a lot of things Matt Murdock wouldn't do.
Yeah. I mean, like, when Deshaun came at me, he fucking came at me hand.
Well, okay, so you made the comment, like...
Yeah, I was like, he looks like a homeless person.
Yeah.
This is a fucking lawyer.
And then Deshaun from Real
second
books.
Job... Before crime fighting is having sex with women.
Yeah.
Hot
in.
Women.
Hot superhero.
Getting his
women.
Fucking D wet. And I'm not talking about his little devil. His little daredevil. His little daredevil.
It also has horns.
And it's also can't see.
It's a trauma dick.
Yeah. Okay. So like Deshaun was coming at me hard since the Wonder Woman thing, because I thought I was overcritical about that. Which I probably was.
I don't even know if we ever mentioned that,
but I love Wonder Woman, so
yeah.
You know,
well, you love
that's
Daredevil.
Why I love Daredevil too. Like
I
was,
have to
I
hate
said,
things I love.
I said,
get over it.
I said in like whatever I put on Facebook or whatever that this is supposed to be the version of Daredevil that makes people think he's cooler than Batman.
This is Marvel's Daredevil.
This is Daredevil. Like, this isn't, you know, trash anymore. Like, you gotta take this seriously.
Yeah, this ain't Fox as Daredevil anymore.
Yeah. The bar is very high.
Matt Murdock is not an everyman. Like, that's not who he is.
No.
He's not Peter Parker.
Nope.
He can have scars, whatever.
Because not every person has,
But he's not skinny.
A weird boxing father, and then you get a bunch of goop spilled in your eyes and get radar senses and become
his
a lawyer.
His dad was a fucking, like, failed boxing legend. Like, this dude came from the School of Hard Knocks. Like, this guy's legit. His origin is legit.
From Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah, Hell's Kitchen is no joke.
Dude, his dad
did you ever see that show?
His mom, Original Sin. What? Yeah.
His mom's a nun.
Yeah, well, Matt Murdock just found out his dad used to beat the shit out of her.
Yeah, out of his nun mom.
Pretend she was a speed bag.
Yeah. He still respects his father because he's got nothing else in his life. This is a guy whose girlfriend, whose serious girlfriend, died of AIDS because she was a heroin addict, and shot a rocket at what was that? At a helicopter?
I guess.
In Born Again.
I don't. Did she do anything?
No, he did that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he shot a rocket launcher.
I thought you meant she did. I was like, no, she had AIDS.
Matt Murdock is probably one of the most, like, I think we talked about this a while ago, like, who has it the worst? And Peter Parker was up there, but then we looked at Matt Murdock and we were like,
Matt Murdock has it really hard.
Matt Murdock has it hard, dude. There's a reason why he's the fucking hardest motherfucker in the Marvel Universe. It's because he's been through so much.
Right.
This guy, he looks like a nerd. Matt Murdock is not a nerd. Like, he's not a nerd.
He's not...
I know nerd, like, you know, skinny ties and fucking 1950s suits are cool and fashionable now or whatever. But that's not the type of person Matt Murdock is.
No.
And his hair is not... Ugh. Like, I mean, I'm being...
I know, you
I'm
sound like critical. The most... like, I agree with you, but sound really petty, I think.
Yeah, but still, like, this is important to us.
Yeah. Well, okay, this is my argument for us, is people said, well, you know, he's a really good actor.
It's Marvel Studios.
So when it gets rolling, it won't matter.
And it's Marvel Studios. Performance matters.
To a point, that is correct. You know, the acting, you know, the show, whatever, that will make a lot of that stuff take it back. But all we have to go on are these, like, two photos of him. We haven't seen the Daredevil costume yet. We've just seen him and the Matt Murdock.
It doesn't even matter.
But all we have to go on is this, and I do not like what I see. I go, that wasn't what I was expecting. Okay.
Like, even when Matt Murdock is Matt Murdock, he can still fucking get it.
He can still get it. Oh, yeah. Dude, he used to...
he can be spotted as hell. We don't know.
He used to start and end riots in Gen Pop. In what is that, Rikers?
Where that he was Rikers, yeah.
He was in fucking Rikers Penitentiary, Gen Pop, with a bunch of people he put there in the court of law.
This ain't K-pop.
Yeah.
This Gen Pop.
Yeah, he has like a...
This was a penitentiary?
Right here.
Where the Punisher purposely put himself in jail to not do anything just so he could see Matt fuck people up. That's basically what happened.
Yeah, he just wanted to give him a little lecture.
This little dude would get annihilated in a prison.
The way he carries himself, the fact that you already call him little dude.
Yeah, it's not
tall. How tall is Matt Murdock?
Matt Murdock is he's an Olympic athlete.
He's like 6'1".
Yeah, he's a
6'2", I believe.
I mean, no, this guy he honestly looks like nebbish. Like you could have been like, oh, this is like Ben Ulrich. Like he looks like
that.
A reporter.
Yeah,
he does
Ben
not
Ulrich.
Look like.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but, I hate to say it, but he looks like a fucking nerd, like in that generic
like, is that
sense.
What
he's got a big head. He
Matt,
looks like
Matt. Are they supposed to be like fucking freaks and geeks now?
Yeah, he has a fucking five head. He looks like
Matt's
he's wearing
more
a wig.
Like a six head, honestly.
Yeah, and he has fucking Bram Stoker Dracula glasses.
Yeah, Bram Stoker / John Lennon.
Yeah,
all right, and my direct comparison was when did the X-Men movie, Bryan Singer's X-Men movie, come out?
2000,
right?
Yeah.
That was 14 years ago, right? The costume designer was like, hey, we could give Scott Summers the fucking nerdiest, like, glasses ever, or we could give him fucking badass glasses for when he's not fighting. And they went with the badass glasses.
Yeah.
Because Scott Summers is a handsome guy. He gets pussy. Like, he may not always get pussy, but pussy comes to him.
Right.
He's Stonewall Pimp.
Yeah, look at that.
Look at those things. Those are fucking sick, right?
Those are sick, nasty glasses.
Right?
They're still cool to this day.
I know, and I still look for them on eBay every now and then
they're
to
cool.
see if they're available for a reasonable price, because I would like them. But, no. Like, Matt Murdock, you can't give him, like, you can't give him Ray-Bans. You can't give him something that looks okay. Like, those look shitty. This is a fucking... proven lawyer that makes well over $500,000 a year, that owns his own brownstone in New York City.
Yeah, yeah, he's
he lovely. Owns his own brownstone and his own fucking law firm.
Mm-hmm.
It's his law, him and Foggy.
Right.
It's their law firm together. And they can't give him better glasses than that?
I don't know. I don't.
Come on, man.
Again, I like.
No, those are shit.
I agree 100%. No.
Those are shit. No, nobody will want to wear those.
No. He looks like someone
he needs
I...
to wear...
He looks like kids I've known from college.
He needs to wear glasses.
And I've never been like, wow, they might be Daredevil.
He needs to wear...
yeah.
He needs to wear glasses that, like, Ray-Ban or, like, Oakley or like Maui Jim will make that they can sell as the Matt Mer. You know how Omega and Rolex will sell the James Bond watches?
Right.
You can't fucking market these fucking glasses as the Matt Murdock glasses?
I don't know what they're thinking.
Right? They sold, the Oakley sold the Scott Summers glasses.
He just doesn't carry himself.
He doesn't. He looks confused. Where's he coming from? He's coming now, from that, a fucking 7-Eleven? That other picture
is really bad, where he's like squinting in the sunlight.
Oh my god, I don't even know, man.
Why would they release these?
Because they thought that they looked cool.
Yeah, like look at this one. Like, look how uncomfortable he looks.
He looks like Peter Parker, man. He doesn't look like Matt Murdock.
Yeah. All right, so...
First of all, you're blind, so what are you squinting at? You piece of shit. I don't know. Like,
I hope this is just test footage.
I'm still excited for the show. I do think it will be good, because why wouldn't it be? But if you're getting, like, first impressions of anything, because, you know, I don't know what the script is. Like, no thank you.
Hey, remember the first impression of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Question, Devin. You think this Charlie Cox fellow would declare himself kingpin of crime? Ever?
No, maybe,
no. Do you think in a couple seasons he'd be able to?
Maybe. I'd say by season 3. He's got bulk up, man.
He's got to swallow up. He's got to get his weight up.
Like, dude, okay, no offense, but like the guy from Arrow would fucking wipe his ass.
Wait, hold on. Can I look up a picture real quick?
I just loaded up a picture of the Don.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
No, he would. No, like, yeah. His suit would just be overtaking that little body.
Yeah, seriously, Matt Murdock. This guy. Come on,
who would be a better Matt Murdock?
Michael C. Hall would be perfect, I think, because he's got the physique, he's got the internal dialogue down, and he looks.
I thought would have been a good one. Damon.
Matt Damon would be perfect too.
Yeah,
I think there's a lot you can do, but
like, whatever. You got to get.
Like, I like when you look up Matt Murdock. There are pictures of Michael C. Hall that pop up on Google Image already.
Because he was fucking man.
But I'm just going by like what the information I have, and the information I have, I'm not thrilled with.
No, I know what I said earlier about source material. When I was like, you know, sometimes you don't need to follow the source material.
No, but this is a visual art. No, but this is visual art based on a visual art. Right. So I'm not saying the extreme, like, you know,
like
give Batman like, right, butterfly like, guns.
Daredevil didn't get popular from a television show. Daredevil became popular off of the original source material.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. Way to go, Deshaun. You blew it.
But when I was talking to Deshaun, I was like, you know, like maybe these things aren't as important to you as they are to me.
Well, Deshaun just started reading like 3 months ago, right? That's what
I
said, right?
Too. Yeah. I was like, what, you've read like fucking dirty, 3 man. Daredevil
you
issues?
You guys are so dirty.
Hey, man.
I said that straight. No, but it's not true. He read all of Mark
How many stats? John, me and you, we have little busts of fucking Matt Murdock, Daredevil, all like fucking...
No, Daredevil's really important to me.
He's the reason I started reading Marvel books. I didn't start reading Marvel until I was like...
He's the reason I started actually respecting Devin's opinion on comic books.
Right, right.
Thank you, John.
No, because the Bendis is Daredevil. I was trashing Bendis hardcore.
Yeah.
And
because he was a Marvel guy.
Oh, we'll read Daredevil. So I was like, fine, I'll fucking read it. I'll fucking read this shit. And I read the first trade, and I was like, wow, that's pretty good. You know, maybe I should read the next one and see how it goes.
And it's like, it's in like your top... 10,
it's literally like top 5 best runs ever that I've ever read.
I didn't read Marvel, and I was talking to Devin. I was just going off on like a fucking Marvel rant. I'm like, the only character I like over there is Punisher, because at the time I was that guy who only liked the Punisher from the Marvel Universe.
And they're BFF.
And he was like, oh, he just showed up in the latest Daredevil.
Yeah,
run.
He just fucking took.
And so snapped that guy's I started reading those. I bought all those books and I started reading them. I'm like, holy shit, this is wonderful.
He broke that pimp's neck and then unzipped his jacket.
I loved Matt Murdock from that.
What about the guy from Homeland? Because he's already
what's
he look like?
Tossed around.
Bring him up. I mean, you could go with a lot of people, but he has a head that is equivalent to the baby head of Barry Allen, the Flash from the show.
Barry Allen, like his head doesn't look gigantic.
His head is red. He's a. I like that you say Homeland because I know him from Band of Brothers.
Oh, Band of Brothers. Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh yeah. He's that.
Nah, he's Brody though.
Yo, oh, Claire man, Danes. What's his name?
Claire Danes, perfect Karen Page. I would like to see her die.
Jamie Bamber? He would have been a good one, too.
Jamie Bamber?
Yeah, from Battlestar.
Yo, Daniel Craig?
What's his name?
As Jack Murdock?
Adama's kid?
You know what? I'm not going to lie. When I first saw that, it's like, Charlie Cox photos released. I forgot who Charlie Cox was. And I was like, Charlie Day's not Daredevil? And then I clicked it, and I went, I kind of wish Charlie Day was Daredevil. I think I'd be a little less disappointed. Man.
Like, this guy should look like Robert Redford in All the President's Men. Like, that's what the guy should look like. Yeah. Right? Like, that Robert Redford, when that movie came out, was a guy that got pussy. Matt Murdock is a guy that gets pussy.
I'm still sticking with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia for some reason. But you could cast fucking, not Mac.
Danny DeVito.
Not Mac. Not Danny DeVito.
You cast Danny DeVito.
What the fuck's his name? Not Mac. Not Charlie.
The skinnier one?
Yeah.
Not D. It's something in D. Why can't we think of
that? I don't know.
Mac, Charlie, D. Oh,
I'd rather see a female Daredevil at this point than this guy. As long as it's true to source.
I don't know. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm just saying, Charlie Cox, you have made the mountain that much
he's
steeper.
They've got a lot of work to do with his costume.
God, even his...
His face costume? Is that what they're going to work on?
Yeah.
Like,
he used to have long hair, too. Like,
I'm looking at his Google images, and he looks awful in every one of these. Like,
this is no good. They essentially casted a hobbit.
You know, I guess it's... I mean, I looked him up when he first got cast. I was like, okay, we'll see. All right. I mean, you know, I wasn't exactly like, oh, that's the guy.
Right.
But, you know...
But, you know, you trust whoever is doing this.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who don't need to look like Matt Murdock. Like, exactly. But at least, like, cast someone who kind of has, like, the same presence of Matt Murdock.
Yeah. Like Michael Fassbender.
I don't think this guy has the on-screen presence that Matt should have, so...
Like Michael C. Hall.
Get out of here with that.
You really hate that, don't you?
I don't hate it. I just, honestly, and I hate this. And, you know, I know I just, like, a few minutes ago said Matt Damon, but I meant, like, a younger Matt Damon. I think C. Hall's a little too old. He's, like, 40.
What about Aaron Paul? What if he went nuts?
Ed Head's too big.
He could go nuts.
I think apparently heads can be any size in this universe.
I was gonna say, we can't... Yeah, but we can't, like, in good faith, say Aaron Paul when we're talking about how...
But, like, we know Aaron Paul could probably pull that performance off.
Who's like a younger Tom Cruise now? That's taller.
Honestly, you know who would have been good?
Who?
Even though he's too big? Is,
The Rock.
Oh, man, The Rock!
Yeah, going down. Never mind, sign me up.
No, who are you saying?
I'm a fucking mess today. The guy... Tommy...
Lee Jones.
No, Tommy... The guy, Mad Max.
Tommy! His name's not Tommy.
Fuck!
Tommy is the character he plays from Warrior. I forget his actual name. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I'm a fucking asshole today. I can't
think. Ryan Gosling. Just saying.
That would be... That
actually,
would,
you know what?
That would probably be the best one. I'm not kidding.
I'm serious. Because he would... like, just seeing how he acts in his movies is perfect for Matt Murdock.
It's Tom Hardy. I was Tom close. Hardy,
Tom, you were oh, close.
Okay, Tom Hardy.
It's weird because, like, yeah. Fucking Ryan Gosling... they can't do him anymore because he's Rocket, but Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper would have been a really good one.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're too big. See, that's
they're too
problem.
Big now,
that's
yeah.
That's a problem.
I understand they're going for TV.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if something were to happen and he had to be recast.
I wouldn't mind. You know, Marty McFly was recast.
Yeah, a few days in.
Think about it, Walt. Disney, dead frozen ice pick. So should we move on?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God, look at that. Yeah, it's
from disappointment to disappointment, let's go
he'd
to...
Be a good, he'd be a good Jack Murdock for flashbacks.
Oh,
who would
be
I
good?
Think. Tom Hardy.
Jack
Oh, dude,
Murdock?
Tom Hardy. Holy shit.
Tom Hardy would be a really good Jack Murdock, I think.
Son.
Dude, yeah.
You know what? He'd be perfect. He'd be perfect for that.
You know what? I'd be like, where's my Jack Murdock Netflix series?
Yeah, right?
Fucking...
Oh, Battling Jack, man.
Shit.
Because, yeah, he plays that kind of, like, fucking broken spirit, like, super boxer real well.
Mm.
Especially after seeing, like, Warrior.
Yeah.
He has really good ring presence, I think. Tom Hardy.
Yeah. Fucking knock. All right. Okay. Yeah, let's move on to something I think good. Overall, good.
Oh, look who's changing his.
Oh, look who's pipes playing another tune.
Look who got scared.
That's not true. So Capcom announced earlier this week that they are remaking the.
They're not remaking shit. They're remastering
the Resident Evil remake for Resident Evil 1.
So it's going to be in HD.
Uh-huh.
And I say it's about time.
Yeah, I kind of was like, what are they going to do? And I realized it was for the GameCube, so it was never even HD'd out. Which is actually impressive, because I always thought that game looked really good. So I was never like...
So did Resident Evil 4 wasn't in HD originally either, but that's gotten
But so I guess 4 like had more of a presence, because it was 4, you know? Like I guess like I always thought the Resident Evil remake was like, oh, that's cool, and I just never really bought into it as much as I think other people. So I was like, okay,
me and John,
or my brother, or a lot of people. I just kind of was like, oh, neat. I don't know
why you've never played it, so why aren't you excited?
I can't get up for it. It's not a bad thing, but I just can't.
Well, here's my take on it. I think that Capcom is in a really fucking shitty spot right now, because it's gonna be a while before you see the next iteration of Street Fighter, and they can't make another Marvel vs. Capcom.
Right, it's gone.
Right, it's gone completely. And Resident Evil, the last game, it got trashed. The
franchise is drowning.
Yeah, the franchise is actually...
Okay.
It's drowning. So what I think is that they're throwing this out there to...
As a cash grab?
Yeah, as a cash grab, first of all, but as also a test to see if people will still love the old style of playing Resident Evil, which I think they would, right?
I think it's that life preserver for that franchise.
Yeah, and I think if this works, then they could dump more money into remaking the other games, which would be great if we had a Resident Evil 2 remake. I mean, fucking hell. Like, why did they not do this already? And Resident Evil 3, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they made an HD Code Veronica. Code Veronica came out on Dreamcast and PlayStation 2, right?
Yes.
So they didn't really have, like, you know, it's the big ones are, like, you know, 1, 2, and 3.
They got one.
They got one in the banks. If they are successful with this, then...
This is probably a test run.
Right? So wouldn't you be excited, though, if they announced a remake of Resident Evil 2?
Well, you explaining all that made me, I think, kind of realize why I wasn't so hyped is because I'm like, just give me the 2.
Just give me the 2.
Like, I had heard rumors that they wanted to just reboot the series. And I was like, good. Because, you know... I don't trust
Capcom at this point.
I know, but like you gotta
especially
think,
without Shinji there anymore.
What happened with 6 is like they just were like they even said, "All right, it's spiraled so out of control and from what it was to where it is now."
Yeah,
I mean it's in fucking
no, but
it's
so
on Mars right
so
now.
Reboot,
you know?
So reboot. Maybe they're planning on rebooting the series. Reboot the series, but in parallel.
But they can't now because you can't release the original and then reboot it next. Like, that's the thing. They're kind of like... That would be really awkward, I think.
You could be... If you made the ending of Resident Evil
Because then you're just coming out with Resident Evil 1 again after you just re-released it again as a remaster.
Okay, but what about rebooting the series in a sense of not recreating it, but reimagining it again?
But it'd have to be so different. It'd have to be no mansion, no zombies. Like everything would have to be different.
It would
though.
Just be Devil May Cry.
Because if you just
sorry, I had to.
Hey, I'm on board.
Like the timeline where, let's say, Umbrella saves Raccoon City instead of blowing it up. Like they're the heroes that stop the problem, so they don't go bankrupt. So Umbrella just gets more government money. And Chris Gill and all these people, they just look crazy people.
That's kind of what happened.
Yeah, but I mean, Raccoon City got nuked.
Yeah, they got quarantined.
And
yeah,
that was the downward spiral of Umbrella. Or maybe Claire dies. Claire dies in Code Veronica, and Steve Burnside lives.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe that's the timeline.
Yeah, I don't like any of these.
Code Veronica is a great game, though.
Four was the last great Resident Evil.
Yeah, there's a sniper rifle in Cobra Rambe, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yo, what's the problem?
Nothing. I was just saying that there was a sniper rifle in that game.
I don't know. I think Capcom is floundering, and I think they're like, now, and you know, apparently making a Mega Man game is. It's just
they
so,
hate Mega.
They just can't be bothered. Hard. So let's just remake. And you know, I guess Resident Evil's probably the proven moneymaker because I still think they made money on 6, even though people were just over it.
Yeah,
I mean, like Resident Evil is like the transformer of game franchises. It's just like, why is it still making money?
It's so awful. We don't get it until 2015. Japan gets it in November.
Well, it's probably because they have to. They might be remastering sound and stuff.
That's a shame,
probably because they don't. They need to do 5.1.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like okay, cool, but I just it kind of just wasn't what I was expecting. If you told me like Capcom's making a Resident Evil announcement in a week, I'd be like, whoa! And that would have been probably one of the last things I would have thought of. And then it was it, and I was like, eh.
I'm all for it, man.
Like, good. I don't.
It's kind of exactly like Kingdom Hearts remastering.
There's a camera option now. In some scenes.
You know what? That's a thing.
No. I mean, like
a photo
changing the angles.
Oh.
So it's gonna be the three. Oh wait, like cutscenes? You can change.
No.
He's saying like when you walk into a room and there's like a corner angle.
Yeah, you'll be able to switch angles and cameras and stuff, which is kind of neat.
That is kind of neat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because those are things you've
like
never
coding
seen before.
You have to do
that? That's going to be half
the sides of the room. Yeah,
art.
There's sides of that room that you've never seen before.
Aren't those rooms just like they're not real? That's not like a 3D room.
No.
Oh god,
3D rendered. Yeah.
Yeah. They're rendered, but like they're just like
they were computer rendered.
Man, it looked
originally. Right?
It looks good though.
It looks great.
The screenshots look great.
But they're gonna have to like. Fucking
skinny Chris. It's my Chris.
Dude, that is.
Yeah, you know what?
Chris.
See, that's. I can't sign off for that.
Oh my god, oh my you god.
Get me out of here,
dude. That's the situation where we really realized he needs to bulk up.
You know what? If there's an alternate Chris, where he's too big to fit through doors, like I'm on board.
Just constantly breathing.
He just looks
heavy.
Like the fucking what's the big ass. Zombie from Left 4 Dead. What are they called again?
Fucking bloater.
Or the tank?
The tank.
Tank.
He's just tank now.
Yeah. Like, listen. Yeah. I thought. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Sure. Why not?
But yeah, I mean, honestly, I think it's a great thing for Capcom because I think they're realizing now that them shying away from the roots of the series is what killed it in the end.
Yeah. No, I agree completely.
I think they're just.
Although I would love to see a Resident Evil 2. Oh man, what they should have done was have a Resident Evil remake, but with Resident Evil 4 type controls.
Well, that would have been weird, and I would have been okay with that because at least it's something different.
It's different, yeah.
But like that would have been like whoa.
Because I don't want to shit on the tank controls because it worked still for the remake.
Mm.
But, you know...
Well, I mean, the tank controls are also kind of, I feel like, somewhat on purpose.
They're
like,
part of
bad
the game, yeah.
Because you're like, cool, like, it adds
panic.
Suspense.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, it definitely, you feel like
you gotta
can't
fucking
do
turn
much
around,
in
you
those corridors.
Yeah. Turn around, run away, and...
No, plus, we saw that one fan that did the, he used the Umbrella, or the Umbrella Chronicles, like, layouts, and made a Resident Evil 2 remake with Resident Evil 4 controls.
Oh yeah,
and it looked neat.
It did look neat.
Two, I think you could actually get away with the over the shoulder.
I would love either way
behind the shoulder
for two. Just remake two again.
Yeah,
I just played it.
That's the dream.
And I'm like, god damn it! I wish this looked way better.
Is two better than four? After just replaying it?
No,
I mean, yeah,
I don't think so.
You're not probably.
No, four. I think is one of the best games ever made. In the world.
I think 2 has a better story, though.
No, yeah, 2 has a way better story. But again,
gameplay-wise,
like Resident Evil 4 paved the way for a lot of games that we see today.
And
ultimately
5
shot itself in
obviously
foot.
Felt like it wasn't good enough and
they like
to be
Resident Evil 5 they it's like every time Capcom like succeeds on something, they go too far with it.
Well, you know, Capcom was like they were the person that like broke down the door on like
a lot
Black Friday
yeah.
on the store and then they got trampled by everybody else immediately.
Yeah.
Because they, like, whoa, over, like, behind the shoulder. Oh, man. That's crazy. And then they just immediately fell behind everybody else.
No, because the difference between 4 and 5 is huge. Like, people think it's the same, but it's not. It's completely different. It's like 4, like, resulted in Gears of War, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Where they took the elements of 4 and turned it into a pure action game, which is great, and it's its own thing. And Capcom's like, oh, fuck. Well, let's make 5 fucking, like, we'll go over the top with this one.
Mm. And then they gave up midway.
Too. Until I started
because we're
out.
Like, oh, shit. He's going to get hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember? He's supposed to get, like, hot in the sun, and then he's going to have to, like...
With his sausage fingers?
Yeah. And you guys were to hide in the shade.
You guys were at GameStop when I reserved it, right? And I told Dorian to put reluctantly
in
the notes.
Yeah, you were like...
Because then we played the demo. The demo is what fucking unsold it for us.
Remember that Resident Evil 4 demo, though?
That 4 demo is legendary.
One of the best demos
to this
ever.
Day. To this day.
That was delicious. It was a delicious
You know what?
Demo.
If it's a remake, it better be a Kingdom Hearts remake. Because that's the only
one
that's
what we were going to say.
We were talking about.
Boom, boom,
you just
boom.
Played a fucking Kingdom Hearts remake.
You paid like fucking, how much for it?
40? 50 bucks?
50?
40 or 50.
That's still a lot.
40 or 50, it's not that great. It's
but it came with 3 other games. Or 2 other games.
You play those other games?
Yeah, I did.
Played all of them.
It came with...
But Resident Evil 1 for $10.
Resident Evil GameCube game. Game you've never
bucks.
Played. A game
like
you've never played.
Dude.
You've never even played it.
Okay, no, here's
you
the
even
thing.
Max, you don't even know what
Kingdom Hearts
is.
1 came
you
with an HD remake of the original. And then the PlayStation 2, and I think an HD version of that, of the card game. And a fucking, like, a 3-hour-long movie. Of just cutscenes.
Doesn't even know what a Crimson Head
dude,
is.
Dude, at most.
I know.
Doesn't even
burn
know.
Them. You burn them.
You don't even know the terror of them.
At most, I think this game's going to be $20.
That's what I think it's going to be.
Because as shitty as Capcom is...
I think it's just digital only.
Shitty as Capcom is, they're really
good
at pricing.
If it's $20, I'll buy it.
Wow, thank you, Your Honor. Oh, we're all graced by Devin's purchase.
No, because remember you guys...
I got $20 of PlayStation bucks, I'll buy it.
No, but I mean, like, yeah, see, you know, I would probably want to play it on PlayStation.
I want to play it on the Wii U.
Get your PS4 job.
I'm going to get on the Wii U. No, but I was going to say, as shitty as of a company as Capcom is, they're really good at pricing, like, remade games.
Especially when they release them less than a year later, like Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yeah, they're really good at pricing DLC on the disc, too.
That's a big
deal. Yo, I can't wait for this game to have DLC. Like, all right, $20 for Chris's campaign, $20 for Jill's campaign.
Oh, yeah, $70.
Yo, what if they did that?
$70 for Barry's campaign.
I'd buy that.
Of course you fucking
would. Because it's brand new.
Yes.
But
yo,
that would
be cool.
45 minutes long.
That'd be cool, though, if you could do that. I mean, that can't be that hard to do. If they're remaking the game and making camera angles for rooms, they could throw in Barry.
They have to get, like, the voice actors again, which...
But they have to anyway.
You're adding, like, another
year. Dude, you were almost a Jill
that.
Sandwich. Yeah. Who's going to fucking say that?
Oh,
Barry.
Man.
You were almost a fucking Jill Sandwich. Who's going to say that, Steve?
Look, you go up to Wesker, and Wesker's like, hey, Barry, look at this footprint.
No, and also, dude, fucking mercenaries.
Spoil it.
They throw all those characters in mercenaries like it's no problem.
That's true.
All
is
they
Barry
have to do,
in the mercenaries? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's in one of them, yeah.
It's the best character.
He's got a pretty fucking big gun.
Chris Galani could play Barry Burton in a Resident Evil film.
You know, just give me Resident Evil Warriors.
Who would we be?
In a Dynasty Warriors.
Who would we be in a Resident Evil film?
Oh, Barry.
A Resident Evil film? You're Barry?
I'll be Barry.
Oh, you're fucking Resident Evil 5 Chris.
Or Wesker.
You're the what? Dude punching a boulder.
No, but if you were casting Resident Evil 1.
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay, as us?
Steve's Wesker. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, Steve, you would
be
Wesker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Those sunglasses, dog.
It's like
you always wear
hair,
those fucking
looking
sunglasses.
Looking fucking slimy.
Oh, my God, Slimeball Steve would totally be Wesker.
Yeah, get the fuck
wow,
out
that's
of
the
here.
Most perfect casting ever.
Yeah.
Capcom, if you're listening... Fucking cast Steve as Wesker, because he is Wesker.
AOL name used to be Wesker something.
There you go.
No,
yeah.
Dude, they
there
would bring
Wesker
back
Tyrant.
the full motion video in the first one.
Oh, my.
He goes and, like, slicks back his fucking bleach hair.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of miss those.
Yeah,
those
you
are
do.
Cool.
You do.
The real people.
Oh, my God. Man, they used to do that.
No.
Those aren't
no,
in the director's
no.
cut.
All right. So. Are you Jill? Like
probably.
Devin
yeah.
said?
Yeah. I'll be either Barry or Chris.
I think Galani's Barry or Chris.
Yeah.
All right. That's fair.
So I put my hand on your shoulder at the end.
And I
who's
always...
Brad Vickers?
Tim.
Ooh. Yeah. Totally Tim.
Why are we even mentioning his name, guys?
I'm talking about Tim Schafer, creator many games such as Psychonauts. Yeah.
Our Resident Evil 2 casting.
John, I don't even know.
You don't know who I'd be.
No, because you love you're Leon in and that Claire.
Situation.
Yeah. You're Steve's the black cop who's dying.
Just go!
Devin's the trucker that gets bit in the beginning.
Why'd it bite me? Or he's the gun shop owner.
Yeah, I want to be the gun shop owner.
Sorry about that.
Oh, God! Oh!
I didn't know you were a human.
Nah, that's just miserable.
Our what fucking like C-rank Resident Evil character.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
You know what?
John, you'd be Ada.
Why? Why would I be with Ada?
Because you like Ada. Devin Sherry.
What? Oh, and we're casting six?
No, I'm casting two.
Oh, two. Oh, so he's not.
No, man, I wouldn't be Birkin. Oh. Doing steroids.
If you're anybody, you're Mr. X.
All right, I'll be Mr.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, it's me. Hello, this is Frank Duran.
Hey, this is Frank Duran.
Alright, anyway. All right, we're done with Resident Evil.
Alright.
Finally, let's knit this bag up.
EA Access. We were going to talk about this last week, but we got a little Guardians crazy.
A little over the top.
But actually, I'm kind of glad, because I got to formulate more of an opinion on it.
And they talked about it a little more.
You were a little salty, because... it's kind of like a chink in the invincible armor that Sony's wearing in your mind.
I wouldn't say that. Well,
no, he would.
You know, if you want to say I was a little, I'm probably more so. I'm actually firmly, I think, against it at this point, and I'll get to it.
Right, he met up with his squad, Sony squad.
I met up with my Sony.
So, what is our stance on
Sony slash UFC forum, guys? Yeah, they do meetups once a month.
Went, yo, Dev, what do we do about this? And Devin went, as the leader of this trifecta.
There's only three of us?
Well, you meet in the octagon. One of them's got to be the referee.
Oh, but, okay. All right, no, okay, sure.
I don't write this out. Just like say what's in my head.
Okay, so you break down what this is.
Okay, EA Access. EA Access is a semi... It is a subscription. Why am I saying semi? It's a subscription program where you can pay $5 a month or $30 a year, and you can have, one, access to the EA Vault, which is a number of games that EA decides to go into this vault, where you can just download it for free if you're a member of this program.
And they did confirm... Once you get it, it's with you.
Right. They're not. They're not.
Nice.
They're not. They also said that they're not making it where they're taking games out of the vault. It's whatever's in the vault stays in the vault.
Oh, so it's eventually just going to get bigger?
Yeah. Peter Moore announced that.
Okay, that's good. Maybe that's what I read.
You get 10% off all new games and all DLC, and you also can play any new games 5 days before they come out for 2 hours. And it's not a demo, it's just a timer on playing the new game. And it's already installed, so your save will just translate to when it comes out legit.
Okay. So there's that. One of the more interesting facts is that Sony does not have this EA Access feature.
Right.
Microsoft does, and Sony said, thanks, but no thanks. We will pass. Because their words, they said it didn't wasn't a good enough value for the PlayStation players.
Yeah, but when really you know that it's really going to infringe upon
exactly
possible PlayStation Now customers.
Right.
So, and I think the current list for the beta, at least, is like Madden, FIFA.
Madden, FIFA, Battlefield 4, NBA Live, and Peggle 2.
Okay.
That's in the vault, right?
Yeah, those are
in the beta vault. Which is good. I guess you kind of have to be, I don't want to say a certain type of gamer, because I feel like there's a little something for everybody, but...
It definitely leans heavily towards the sports fans. At this
yeah,
point.
The casual, with your Peggles and your...
I mean, and also, like, it would be nice, they'll never do it, but it would be nice if that included... the modern or the up-to-date or current sports titles. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, which
but
is...
But, like, they'll eventually go in there, but I don't think they'll ever make it where it'll be, like, a month
at
later.
Launch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing, like, at least for me, I'm like, if you're a big enough EA fan to get that, and, you know, for the sports titles, it's like, well, why would you get... Because I think Madden's coming out later this month.
Yeah.
The new one. So it's like, how... That is immediately going to be useless.
Right, Matt...
Yeah, the Mad in the vault currently, mm-hmm. And you know same thing with the hockey, you know, the other sports games eventually.
Yeah, they're yearly.
Yeah, they're yearly, so they really lose a ton of value on that front.
Technically, all those games except for Peggle are yearly.
Yeah, and that's kind of and you know, and like Titanfall's not bundled in for.
Yeah, because Titanfall is a Respawn-owned property. Right. It was just published by them.
But, I mean, you know, I feel like they could have tried to do something or they made a deal because Titanfall, you know, if you were on the fence
right.
with Titanfall, I think that would have been the bigger, like, the biggest one to go, oh, you know, maybe I should get this because it seems awesome.
I think they can still get $40 out of people for that. So that's why they're not doing it.
But
if they do,
if you want people to sign on, though, it might be worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Maybe since it's still in beta.
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to see, like, when their time is when they consider a game for the vault. Like, when will UFC make it to the vault?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So at this point, is Nintendo getting this?
No, it's so, just Xbox One
exclusive. When is EA just going to become Microsoft exclusive? Like, when are they just going to fucking...
Well, after what up? Sony said, you know.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me anymore if, like, Titanfall 2 was exclusive to Microsoft now.
I mean, Titanfall 1's exclusive. Like, granted, you know, it probably won't
And does this trigger, like, a fucking nuclear arms race where where Sony will end up getting a bunch of Activision titles?
Yeah, like, I said last week, it feels like there was a divorce and, like, Microsoft got EA and Sony got Activision. It's like...
oh, because of Destiny?
Yeah, well, it's like, yeah, they're on for both, but, like,
right.
One's clearly in... It seems like in one camp, if you want to look at it in those terms. And I don't know. I just, like, I was kind of... I felt weird about it, and then I kind of realized why I felt weird about it. And it's because I'm worried that this might become successful. And that has something to do with the Sony PlayStation Now thing that they're coming out right. with. Because if you look at Netflix...
Uh-huh.
And Netflix became super popular, and it's, like, Netflix. It's the juggernaut that is Netflix right. now. And that's because its core concept was so pure and great. It was like, all these movies, on time, fucking for free.
Movies,
you know,
shows.
Yeah, let's just throw it in there. And it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine in an alternate universe where, like, I don't like Fox did this first. And Fox had their own thing. Mm-hmm. And it was like, all the Simpsons, all the thing. But it was just Fox shows.
Right.
And it became super popular. And then, you know, all the NBC, all the ABC. And it would turn into this fucking nightmare where you're subscribing to five different things to just get, like... Because to me, one of the issues is, like, you know, people, oh, cut the cord, save yourself a bunch of money. But at the same time, if you're adding up, you're like, I have 1, 2, 3. I have, like, 5 subscriptions.
Right.
Which is more than a cable bill at this point, which is upsetting. Or, you know, on top of a cable bill. And it's like, I got to know what's going up, what I should cut, like, when this payment is, you know. And if you're somebody younger like us and you're not exactly living comfortably.
You're not George Lucas.
Yeah, you're not John Suarez over here.
John doesn't have cable.
Yeah, I don't have cable.
John's got the gold passage.
Oh, he's got a satellite.
Yeah, right into his brain. No, but if that happened first, we would have never gotten Netflix. Like, nobody would have sold
all their rights.
Yeah, nobody would have bought into Netflix because right. they're like, why would we bother? And to me, on some level, that's what PlayStation Now could potentially be. PlayStation Now, at least on paper, uh-huh. when they first explained it...
When they lied to you.
Yeah.
When Sony did what they oversold.
When they said...
Just like they did with the Move, just like they did with PlayStation Home, it's what they do.
When they said the subscription thing, and then said, well, that's coming, but for...
Right, just like when you buy when you buy Project... what's it called?
Morpheus. Morpheus.
When you buy Project Morpheus, they're going to be like, this Morpheus is great. You got to buy the other lens in a year.
in a year. So when they announced that, but that is like the Netflix, the pure idea.
Right. It's streaming. Here's
all the video games. Fucking blah, blah, blah. It's eventually going to come. And Sony, I feel, and I'm upset with them because I was like, you had this in the fucking bag and you still screwed it up by giving us the complete devil's opposite. Like it's
like the only thing. The only thing that they could add to it that would ruin it. What they did add.
Yeah,
to it.
They're like, well, subs later, but we want to give you this terrible thing first to turn everybody off the idea. And I'm worried that EA Access is going to be very popular and do what, like, you know, what could have been a worst case scenario for, you know, the Netflix thing.
$5
like,
a month, right?
$5 a month,
but like,
for a
okay,
year.
But what if EA's super popular?
For a year?
What if Access gets super popular? Then Ubisoft will do it. Then Activision will do it. And then you're like, oh, this is awful. And we had it. We had the Netflix right there. And they fucked up.
I think this is...
Like, I want EA Access to
fail. It's going
to
help PlayStation now.
I don't,
it's going
I
to make Sony realize they need to get off the pot.
No, because
okay.
Yeah, it'll and increase. Go, it'll
oh
increase
shit!
Comp-
we need to do
competition.
Yeah,
and the only people that will, the only thing that will happen is the customers will benefit from it.
I hope so, but I just don't want Sony to be like, well, here's our library without Ubisoft, without Activision, without EA, because like you had it and then you lost it because you fucked up, and then you know people like I don't want 15 different subscriptions. And
right.
That seems like what it's going to turn into. Like, I already have a Hulu. I already have a fucking Netflix. Mm. If I was crazy, I could have an Amazon Prime. Like, I should have one. I shouldn't have more than one. You know, and I do. Yeah. And I'm already upset about that. And, like, you know, I have a PlayStation account. I have Xbox Gold.
Right.
I don't need Access. And, like, and when they tried this a few years ago with, like, Call of Duty.
The Call of Duty Elite. Yeah.
People fucking laughed at it. They're like, "Are you kidding me?" And now they're doing it, and I feel like people are like, "This is a pretty great idea." And I'm like, "No, stop it! You mocked this idea 2 years ago."
Well, yeah. Right now,
I think a similar it's level, you mocked it.
What's that?
Like I'm not you specifically, but I'm saying gamers like mock the idea of paying for an EA game. Like a monthly subscription for an EA game.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
And essentially that's what you're doing, but you're paying for three more games that you're not going to pay for, or like that you're not even interested in, because those aren't your type of games. Like, I don't know.
Because you get what? You get $10 off new releases?
You get 10% off.
And then,
you get like the first couple hours, like a few days early or something?
You get a demo of a game. Which is what's
time demo.
People aren't doing... Yeah, it's 2 hours of the actual game.
Yeah.
Which is pretty long. Like, you don't have a cutoff point. It's just you get to a point and then it stops.
That's... I mean, for $30 a year, that's totally worth it, I think.
Because they don't...
Depends on the... Like, right now...
It's not
because I don't like what they're
Yeah, but I mean,
offering
think about it. Like, say
game-wise.
$30 a year, what games do you get for $10 off? That you're going to get. You're going to get
you'd
Mass
get
Effect game.
Mass Effect. You'd get the new Dragon Age. You'd get Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah.
You'd get
Battlefield
Cops and Robbers. I forget what that's actually called.
Yeah, something like Hardline, I think.
Hardline,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's on the immediate horizon? Dragon Age and Battlefield
Hardline. Yeah, what comes out next year?
It's like Dragon Age and Hardline.
That's like the end of the year. Yeah.
Okay.
Stuff.
See, and that's where it gets iffy, because unless there's a bunch of games coming out in the year that you're subscribing to EA Access, then it might not be worth it.
Yeah. So, yeah, a big part of it is what they're offering.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of it, actually,
right.
Your content. And I don't know. I don't even want it, like, Sony... Like in a perfect world, you know, you get like the fucking Steam guys, like the Steam sales, or
right.
The good old gamers, or the. I think there's another one. Like,
Well, that's a rumor that popped up too.
Like, I want a third party to have this. You know,
right.
Does a major corporation own Netflix? Like, does like a Viacom own
Netflix? Netflix is owned by Netflix.
Yeah, like, exactly.
It's a guy like, who just became a.
As far as we know, yeah, that's the case. So, I want that for video games. I don't.
Wait, because... you want a major company to own the Netflix of video games?
No, I want like an independent party to have this Netflix type thing. Like, it'd be great for Sony, and like if that's what I was getting, like I'll take it. But like, if Sony's gonna drag their feet and muck it up as bad as they seem to be doing right now, like, okay. And then, you know, you're just opening the door for something that could potentially be awful. Because, like, let's be honest, like, it's not bad. And then if there's one thing video games are great at doing, it's making you, like, pay out the ass for nothing useful. And, you know, I've said this a million times. Like, there's, like, no government oversight. Like, for what movies have to go through, for, like, what they do, like, video games don't have to deal with any of that. And I know it's two different things, but...
No, but, like, there should be a sanction to be, like...
That's not legal. You can't
sell someone something that's on a disc and make it DLC where they have to download a fucking key to unlock it.
Dude, if somebody fucking came out... If, like, Avengers Age of Ultron comes out on Blu-ray...
Yeah.
They're like, well, you gotta pay the extra $10... For this extra feature. People would freak out.
Or if
it's
like, you pay this and you get the
and
vision.
And the world
movie.
Would be lit on fire. Like, that's what would happen because it's games. They're like, whatever. Like, you know, because whether or not it's not sanctioned properly, whether or not it's just not respected.
Because we're a young medium right now.
Yeah, so people just feel like they can just walk all over you. And people take it for the most part. Like, yeah, I'll fucking pre-order this at 5 different places because I need to get everything. Like, that's so messed up. And I don't like, so if you leave that door open, they're going to kick it in and it's going to be cool for like 6 months and then it's going to be awful. Like, you know, it's like, oh, remember games before DLC?
Wait, I totally might have lost what your actual main point of that was.
No, I'm saying like if this EA thing blows up, Ubisoft will do it. Activision will do it. Capcom would do it. And then it would, once they have you, then they can do whatever the fuck they want. Like, you know, there's competition, but if everyone does the same thing, and they have a terrible track record at this stuff. Like, it's not like, I don't feel like my fears are unfounded.
Right, I mean, but you don't have to subscribe to everything. You just, if you think something's a good enough
deal. But that's the thing. I'm, like, same thing with movies. I'm not like, I'll never watch a Miramax movie. Like, I play games I want to play, and because I'd be like, oh, like, I don't, and like I'm saying, it's cool, but then they'll make games exclusive on the EA Access.
That's true.
And like, they would do that because I wouldn't put it past them. So it's like, I want to play.
Or it could turn into something like PlayStation Plus.
It could, but their track record,
because
if
they all have
terrible.
That, then they're going to be fighting over you.
Yeah,
and when people fight over you, it's good competition.
Yeah, it's good
because
then
good.
You're going to be the one that who ultimately benefits.
PlayStation didn't have competition,
already,
so they got rid of that subscription. Probably
right now, it looks really good. A majority of the games that we like to play are published by Electronic Arts.
Well, that's the thing. Like,
so if you spend $30 for a year, and you get access to
well,
old
it's a
games,
majority. It's weird because like.
You get $10 off all new games, and you get it early.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
But here's for example, and I don't know if Xbox has done it, but, like, what PlayStation was doing for a few months is they're like, you buy digitally on the PlayStation Store, and it's $15 off because they were undercutting GameStop.
Yeah, they were doing
that.
So it's like, then you're paying $5 to get into this thing, so it's really not $10 off, it's $5 off if you want to get, you know, if you want to break the numbers down, and then it's just...
And
it's,
you get it early. You get to play the first 2 hours early.
Yeah, so what?
So
no, but
for,
you could play
for stuff that we do. For stuff that we do, it's helpful.
For what we
do. Hold on.
Hold
on. You can play a game and be like, I don't like that game. I don't like the new Battlefield. Say you're a Battlefield guy and you don't like the cops and robbers like Borden, our friend Chris Borden, who was like, you know, he plays Battlefield, he plays games like that. And he was like, yeah, I watched the gameplay of it and I wasn't into it.
Yeah, but I know that I'm like, I don't like the Battlefield game. Like,
yeah, so how about me? Like, I get to play Mirror's Edge, like, 5 days early. Like, are you serious? And I get $10 off? Like, why wouldn't I do that? That's one game.
Yeah, because you could have just got it for $15 off if you just bought it digitally. Like, in you know, in this perfect world, like, you could have just got it for $15 off and just wait 5 days.
Yeah.
What do you mean? What's 2 hours? Like, what's 2 hours?
I get to play the game early.
Or they could have just released a demo for free.
But they don't. That's another topic. But
yeah, but this isn't a demo.
People don't do demos anymore. Which
This isn't a demo. This is the first 2 hours of the game.
I mean, a demo's not that far off.
I'm just saying.
Hold on.
I'm just
in
saying.
In 2 hours,
they
you would
could
get a
do
totally,
that anyway.
You remember the demo for again that Tim Schafer game, the Rockstar one,
Brutal Legend.
Legend. You remember how Brutal Legend was like, holy shit, this game rules. It's like Legend of Zelda. It's so fun. And then it turned out to just be like a weird tactical game.
But I mean,
game.
It's not hard for them to be like, here's our demo and just make it the first like hour of the game. You know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could do that.
Okay, but aside from that, though, what is your explanation behind the whole $15 off after 5 days?
Because...
That doesn't make any
sense.
No, I'm saying,
like...
Sony, if you pre-order a game digitally from their online store... You get $15 or 15.
They're saying pay $45 for this brand new game instead of paying $60
at
GameStop.
Isn't EA Access like you can get the physical copy too?
No,
it's all digital.
It's all digital.
Yeah. And I'm saying like Microsoft, like Games of Gold could do the same thing. $15 down because they want to undercut GameStop and Walmart and all that.
Right.
Like they want the money all. They want it all. So that stuff I don't mind, but it's just they have such a bad track record of. Just taking a good thing and then just monetizing it and making it terrible. Like, just making it to the point where you have to get it.
Oh, EA?
No, EA especially, or Activision especially, but, you know, just games in general. And it's just, it's sort of a miserable process.
So, yeah, but look at it this way. So, PlayStation Now is what? It's free, right? Or do you have to pay for a subscription and then pay for the demos?
No, it's
free unless you want to rent the games for $5.
Okay, that's right now. Right now, you can only rent games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Some games cost more than they actually cost.
EA Access already has 5 games in the vault, right?
Yeah.
And it's $30 for a year.
$30 for a year, $5 a month.
$5 a month, and you get $10 off new games.
Yeah.
I don't understand why that's not better than PlayStation Now.
Wait, you said that once you get them to keep.
That's what I read, but I mean, I had heard that either you got to keep them or, like what you said...
it's like PlayStation Plus.
Is that never taking games out.
Yeah, is that the vault will just grow. It won't be like PlayStation Plus where...
Where they...
Monthly. Oh, yeah, okay, now you can't get... Fucking
well, if it's a vault that grows, then it's totally worth it at that point.
That would be worth it maybe eventually, but...
As of right now, not so much.
Yeah, as of right now, the content's not there that would interest
but
me.
But I can't see it doing that because they can't even have backwards compatibility on these new
Well,
that's systems.
The thing. So,
right.
Yeah, so at this point, you're only getting
it's
the
next-gen
game. It's
growing off of this, yes.
Yeah, and...
Now is able to do...
Yeah.
PlayStation 3, 2, 1...
Wow.
Yeah, so it's like I'm just upset that Sony dropped the ball so badly that they even opened the door for people to go, this is EA. Like, if the subscription thing just came out the gate, they'd be like, EA, like, why would I care about 5 games when I have 500, you know? Or at least potentially like 5,000, you know?
This is a thing that I actually read because of the EA Access thing, it popped in my head. During a thing, people were researching, like, in some new code for Dota.
Okay.
They found an Xbox dashboard logo for it for Xbox One inside the coding. So I was, like, reading the comments on NeoGAF, and they were like, we also found this in some coding that hinting at zombie game, Left 4 Dead 3.
Okay.
So they were like...
And we know Valve doesn't like to make games for PlayStation.
So they sat down and they went, like, the people at NeoGAF, and they're like, do you think they're going to release a specific Steam thing
for Xbox One?
Xbox One that's like EA Access, where you get all Valve
games?
That would
be awesome.
And Microsoft has the
openness.
Why can't I think of fucking words today? Like the UI for it.
Right.
Okay.
You know?
Because it's its own app at this point.
Yeah, I just rather it. I wish it wasn't going to become an arms race.
Right.
I wish no, it was but just that's what, become
that's
Netflix.
That's how it has to be, though.
Yeah. That's, man. I mean... Like, could you imagine, though, if, like, ABC had no, their because own this subscription
is,
service?
This is what happens. Like,
well, actually...
You don't get like, third-party exclusives anymore. Like, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
Right?
That's true, yeah.
Like, it's either the carrier will just buy the whole fucking company, or... You know, like,
you'll get time exclusives.
Yeah, like Destiny, you'll get destroyed for a whole year. And, yeah. But, you know, they'll still release the game for it. But, like, at the same time, like, this, like, it has to go into another direction to keep competition hot, or else, you know, it's not gonna, like, I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
But you know what the competition is?
Or Valve became, you know... Became Xbox One's.
I don't think they're gonna become Xbox One. Anything.
No. I don't think they're gonna be exclusive.
Because they're laughing on their own pile of PC you know money right now.
No. They're not gonna. Yeah, but imagine how much more money they would make if they released these popular games that people that play console games only are curious about, but will never get to play.
Because they were talking. They were like, what if it makes the Xbox One become a Steam machine? And some people were like, they're not gonna do
perfect
that
example,
because
Steve?
Xbox is not gonna allow another company to come in on their own
remember,
merchandise.
Remember when Minecraft launched on Xbox 360 and bodied everything in the world?
Yeah, that was,
for like a good 3 months.
That blew up. That became the number one
selling game that year.
Yeah.
It beat Call of Duty. Like, and that was a big deal because, you know, it's fucking Call of Duty. So imagine, like, Minecraft is that's a perfect example. That's a game that console players never really got a chance to play until it came out on console.
But when they did it,
and it blew up.
You can buy fucking Minecraft things.
But, okay, but you know what competition between game companies are to me? That's like two superheroes fighting each other and then realizing, hey, we can work together and fuck this guy up, and this guy is you and your wallet.
Yeah.
That's what competition in gaming is.
I remember when everybody, when EA actually
they
started
fight
this.
For your, they want to fight for your approval, and then they go, let's team up and fucking rape you.
That's how it is.
We've already made them our fans, let's hit them. Yeah. No, but EA, remember when Madden 06 came out? Madden 06, they were like, oh yeah, we're going to make this game $60 because with the whole next-gen thing, we're adding so much more. And everyone went, yeah, games are $60 now.
Yeah, yeah. They control the industry.
Now, I understand that games cost more money to make, and $60 is kind of like a fucking deal when you consider how many fucking millions of dollars they put into this.
And how much my games money cost in like the 80s.
Yeah,
90s.
Yeah, like, you know,
a lot.
Yeah,
like we've maintained like fucking Chrono Nintendo Trigger 64
like
games
bucks.
Were like $70 sometimes.
The NES equivalent to now is like $800. Was like $800 when it came out.
So it's good, but if one person decides something,
we're crying about
and
$100
it
Kinect.
Yeah, people will.
No, people will
start doing the same. Saying
no, they are. You are at the mercy of like the customers is always at the mercy of what the developer, what the publishers will do. But at the same time, another example is look at fucking, and I know this is kind of a shitty example because it wasn't what it was supposed to be, but look at Ground Zeroes. People cried about it being $40, so they lowered the price. Like at the same time, you know, it's kind of like a symbiotic relationship. Mm-hmm. Like they don't want to push the fans too much because, you know, customers are becoming smarter these days.
There's a lot of outrage, and sometimes the outrage is good, sometimes it's...
I mean, fucking hell, Tomodachi Life, people fucking freaked out.
Yeah.
Like, and that's something that, we, you know, if there was no internet, like, nobody would ever fucking know. You know what I mean? So now it's like, you know, everything is exposed. Everything you do is exposed. Everything you do as a publisher is exposed. So, you know, if anything, you know, I agree with Steve. I think that another challenger in the ring in this arena is going to just...
I think it's going to help PlayStation.
It's going to help PlayStation now.
It needs
and you to... might get the PlayStation Now that you always want.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the subscription's coming. What it's going to look like, who fucking knows?
You'll get to play Ultra Street Fighter 4 on there.
I mean, like the PlayStation...
Dead or Alive.
Yeah. I mean, the PlayStation library that they have right now is pretty good, but it's that terrible rental system. So
right.
Good luck with that.
It's like, don't even mention that.
I know.
Like, keep it in there, but don't say anything. That's all you gotta do. Don't be like, this is what it's gonna be. $30 for 9 hours of Final Fantasy 13 2.
It's like, I don't...
You get to create your character, and then...
That's like a Microsoft EA presentation level of fuck
of
up.
Getting
like,
fucked
what
up.
Did you? What were you thinking? You moron.
You'll be able to rent the game.
No, but that's, like, yeah.
For $5.
It, PlayStation, that, like, Sony is, you know, they're like, oh, shit, we've opened the fucking can of worms. So we need to make our worms.
Yeah. Like, taste maybe, unless they thought they were going to, like, faint everybody. Like, oh, now EA's going to come out with a rental service. Oh, we'll get them. Yeah. Like, no, stupid. I don't know. Who knows? Yeah. I'm just worried it's just going to turn into this.
Also, you know,
this mess.
Like, your comment on making things, you know, like, specific example, making things like EA Access exclusive. Have we seen anything that's PlayStation Plus exclusive?
Not yet, but I'm... Oh, PlayStation Plus exclusive?
Yeah.
No, but it's the only thing.
Like, yeah, but still, like...
Essentially.
Well, I don't think you're going to see that, because you don't want
to... You don't need Xbox Gold to play EA Access.
Okay.
You can just have Silver, and you can just sign up for it.
And that's good. That's interesting.
Although, I think you can't play multiplayer.
That's strange.
Less interesting.
Yeah. So, you're getting the games, it's just you're not... playing the multiplayer.
Yeah. Right now, I don't think... Well,
I think giving customers the choice is just making things more complicated now. Because, if you don't have Xbox Live Gold and you have an Xbox One, like, who are you?
It's kind of silly, but...
It's silly, but then again,
remember when it used to be free, guys?
What?
Xbox Live?
Like...
No.
Well, no.
Oh,
like
the original
LAN
Xbox?
Parties and shit?
Oh, like
fucking... Oh, did you hear?
Xbox Kinect?
Halo Master Chief Kinect, Collection but... is going to have full LAN party support.
Oh, shit. Yeah. We're going to have Xbox One parties?
We're going to all bring our Xbox Ones over so and we don't have get host TVs. Kills? And...
So we don't have host skills?
Yeah.
Host skills. Well, that's probably going to be on the Azure server, so we're all going to have...
Oh.
We're all going to be lag killed.
Wait, now, interesting point. The LAN... Like, I guess it doesn't matter. But I was going to say, like, is it wireless, too? Since it's you're on a Wi-Fi network? To be connected to the LAN?
I don't know.
It has to be,
I don't
right?
know. I'm so used to just LANs being things plugged into things now that I don't even know.
No, probably.
Yeah.
So if you brought your Xbox One over in a U-Haul truck, then you could... then, you know, we could have actual, like, you know... LAN parties instead of playing online. That's pretty cool.
But we'll probably play online.
We'll just play online, yeah.
It might
and
be
I'll teach you guys how to do BXR.
Boxer?
No. I'm talking about with the battle rifle in Halo 2. And we're gonna do super jumps, and we're gonna jump out of the maps.
You know,
and...
getting back into Halo is like getting back into an abusive relationship. Like, I don't think I want to do it.
Halo 1 is so much fun, though.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I hate Halo 1. It should just be called the pistol game. The pistol game. Everybody has a fucking pistol. And it's awful.
Yeah. Not, no talk about Halo. We'll wait until that comes out.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
But anyway, yeah. So I guess that's it, right?
All right. So, okay. Follow us on Twitter, at AntiFanboy. Like us on Facebook, because I want likes.
Search for AntiFanboy.
Yeah. Search for AntiFanboy.
Email us.
AntiFanboy@AntiFanboy.com if you're lonely.
And go on iTunes and give us a review. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, you know what? We've gotten a couple more reviews, though.
Yeah, but I want more.
I
want
to know people are listening to the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do something, and then it'll just be like...
Crickets. Yeah, nobody listens to us off of Rhymes with Geek, so it makes us look bad.
It makes us look really bad.
So maybe we should do the prom method and just refresh.
What do you think I've been doing? And it's still not working. I think Prom has a bot, a refresh bot.
Oh, God. That Nick Prom.
He's like the Iron Man of promotion.
Anyway. All right, good night. Good night, guys.
All right, later.